as part of this segment on culture and art, we'll talk about the emblematic Caminito pedestrian alley in the neighborhood of La Boca that is marking its 60th anniversary these days. The works of art that you can see along this very narrow, well, not that narrow, it's very short, actually, very short, curvy pedestrian alley in La Boca can now be discovered via QR codes. Caminito originally was a wasteland in the neighborhood of La Boca many years ago, but now, according to Google, is one of the most photographed places in the world. The Benito Quinquela Martín Museum, which is about 50 meters away from Caminito, is heading the celebrations of the anniversary. In order to revalue the works and artists on display, the museum will place plaques with QR codes that will provide extra information to visitors, to tourists that will use their cell phones to get that data in several languages, I suppose. Caminito, before being a symbol of La Boca, is a symbol of Argentina, says the director of the Quinquela Martín Museum, Victor Fernandez. According to Google, it is among the 10 most photographed places in the world, and it comes first, or comes before, the Statue of Liberty in New York. Well, that's amazing. Caminito, as many don't know, is not the inspiration for the famous Caminito song, but rather the opposite. The song inspired the street. The street is relatively new, it's marking 60 years old, whereas the song Caminito is much older than that. It dates back to the early 20th century. It's one of the oldest tango songs ever written. Originally, there was a rail track running along that part of La Boca, railway that started operated in 1866. It was run by a British company, Ferrocarril Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires Railways was the name of that company that linked the southern part of Buenos Aires City to the Pampas. And it ran through the neighborhood of La Boca, the port, and there was a little curve, a little part of the itinerary where there was a marked curve, and that is where Caminito is located today. The train ceased to run in 1928 and it became a dump, an abandoned area, until in 1954 Quinquela, who was not only a painter but kind of a social icon, a social leader, a community leader in the neighborhood of La Boca, initiated a campaign to recover it, to clean it, and to transform it into what is today, a very iconic place with all of the houses painted in several colors, kind of exaggerating the characteristic of La Boca at the beginning of the 20th century, when locals painted their houses with the scraps of the paint used for the ships in the nearby shipyards. And that's what gave the neighborhood that characteristic of being multicolored. Quinquela, several years later, in 1954, campaigned for, well, exaggerating that trait and painting all of the houses in various, very bright colors. I say exaggerating because originally the houses were not bright red or yellow or blue as Caminito houses are today, but houses were indeed painted in several colors, but more like brownish gray blue. However, well, let's pay homage to Caminito by playing a little bit of the song that inspired the name of the street.
Caminito que el tiempo ha borrado, que juntos un día nos viste pasar. He venido por última vez, he venido a contarte mi mal. caminito que entonces estaba bordado de trébol y juncos en flor. Una sombra ya pronto serás, una sombra lo mismo que yo. Desde que se fue, triste vivo yo, caminito amigo, yo también me voy. Desde que se fue, nunca más volvió, seguiré sus pasos, caminito adiós. Caminito que por las tardes feliz recorría cantando mi amor. No le digas si vuelve a pasar, que mi llanto tu suelo regó. Caminito cubierto de cardos, la mano del tiempo tu huella borró. Yo a tu lado quisiera caer y que el tiempo nos mate a los dos. Desde que se fue, triste vivo yo, caminito amigo.